flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Well, look, the great feeling that's been in the air earlier in the week. Guess what, Seltzer? Still in the air.
You're damn right, buddy.
Eagles are still going to the Super Bowl. That's right. And I haven't heard anyone change their pick. Now, look, I haven't heard a ton of people calling with their pick, but I think there's generally been some confidence in the air. And obviously, there has been a lot of joy in the air because what the Eagles did on Sunday and throughout this season has been really special and impressive. And I think it took some time to get there. You know, like around November when we finally kind of realized this team's really good. Look, we'll talk about it today, obviously, as the Eagles get closer to the game versus Kansas City. A few days removed from that glorious NFC Championship victory. Your phone calls about it all, 215-592-9494. Sixers get a win against LeBron and the Lakers. We'll get to that. But obviously,
the Eagles were there, some of them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Very, very heavy on the Eagles today. So 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Grasshoppers have green blood.
Go Birds.
Go Birds. That's a good one.
Exactly.
That's a good one right there.
Ming the Merciless and Grasshoppers both have green blood.
How about that? All right. Not a bad fact. Not red like the Chiefs. Whatever they're... Is it, what are they? Red and white, I guess?
Well, yellow. Red and McDonald's yellow. Colors.
Red and
yeah,
yellow.
Yeah, that's right. Colors. They're clowns.
You know those colors together make you hungry? It actually is. Their studies show that
hungry
those colors
for a Super Bowl win. I agree.
Think about all the signs of all the fast food places. They are all red and yellow.
Wow.
Because that combo does do something to you.
There it is. All right. So let's get to it here. Again, I'll say the same thing I said yesterday to start the show. Our phones have been unbelievably jammed the last 2 days. I know there's many people that have wanted to get in and have not. Because the phones, you call and you get a busy signal. Call right now and weigh in on the Birds if you've been inclined to do so and not yet able to. 215-592-9494. So many ways to go with this, whether it's the look back or the look ahead. John, what's on your mind right now as we think about this team and the special things they've done? I mean, I got so many things ready to roll today, but what hits you out of the gate?
I want to repeat a statement. Maybe I should repeat this every day.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts is about to be the first Eagles quarterback to start 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's a really cool fact.
Yeah, I like that. I kind of want to keep reiterating it. But I think Vic Fangio is a big reason why we beat Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. And I want to remind everyone, our defense makes us the hot team. We are the hot team because of the way this defense is getting after quarterbacks, sealing things up on the back end and making all the choices wrong for opposing offenses. Think about historically, you know, just go back through the last few years. Patrick Mahomes has been tearing it up, and yep. I know he's going for his third straight Super Bowl win.
Yep.
But you remember when he lost? You remember Super Bowl 55?
To the Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't protect him.
Super Bowl 55.
Couldn't protect him.
He was running for his life.
I remember that. The tackles were a disaster.
They did not score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes looked lost the whole game because they couldn't keep him upright. And that gives me some sort of, I don't know, I don't expect that degree of domination, but I do expect that the Eagles' pass rush will make us think of that Tampa Bay defense in 55, Super Bowl 55. Tom Brady is the one who reaped the benefits as the quarterback. You know, he was the quarterback who had time to operate in 55. And then think about the Giants' defense. The Giants' defenses did the same thing to Brady.
Yeah.
The same thing to Brady in 42 and 46.
Well, it's what the Seahawks did to Peyton Manning when they crushed him.
Absolutely.
Same exact thing.
And it's with four. You're rushing with four.
Yeah.
Not more.
Yeah,
you're
remember.
Not sending extra defenders.
Yep.
You're rushing
Broncos
with four.
Did it to Cam,
you're playing
too.
Sound defense. Exactly.
That's right.
This is what wins this time of year. This is what makes people say, oh, that's the hot team. It's really just your defense gets the quarterback on the ground and there's nothing they can do about
it. So Jalen Carter,
I believe we are that defense, and Vic Fangio is that defensive coordinator, and Jalen Carter is the one who spearheads all of that because everyone knows he must be doubled. So our defense must take Mahomes' comfort away. We know what that looks like. Think back to 55. You don't see it often. Think how weird that looked.
Yeah.
We were all remarking afterwards, like, holy cow, I can't. This is a new era. He didn't have any. There was nothing he could do. Even he could look human. We have the dogs defensively that we can do this. Our coverage is so knit on the backside. We can make Patrick Mahomes see ghosts with the combination of pass rush and seamless coverage. And we need to just let that snowball roll down the hill and keep snowballing.
Yeah, so I love, John, what you're saying, and obviously want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. I mean, the positivity is great. And again, I'm picking the Eagles, and you certainly lean into a big reason why the Eagles could win the game. But I will say, let me tell you something that scares me.
The Eagles are the better team.
Well, all right, let me just say this, and I'm curious if this thought has gone through anyone else's mind. And this scares me a little bit. The primary reason I'm picking the Eagles, now, maybe this shouldn't be the primary reason I'm picking the Eagles, but I'm just being honest with you when I tell you the primary reason I'm picking the Eagles happens to...
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be one of the three biggest strengths of the Chiefs. I think there's three biggest strengths of the Chiefs are the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, the head coach, Andy Reid, and the third thing.
Spags?
No, you ready? The reason I'm picking the Eagles, and this is what I feel, is because all I do is see them win. But so does Kansas City.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird one. Like, I think the main reason, I'm just telling you from my gut, I think the main reason most people around here are picking the Eagles, in the little bit I've heard people comment on it so far, is it's unusual to see the Eagles lose, therefore I don't think they will. Got it. Agree. But the same, John, the exact same thing can be said about Kansas City, and to be clear, to a greater degree. They lost one less game. The last 2 years, they've won the Super Bowl. So that
they've been to 5 of 6 Super Bowls.
I mean,
think about that. Five out of six.
And they don't show signs
of
being.
And the other one, they lost in overtime in the AFC Championship game.
Right, right. So,
but the one that they lost 31-9, Patrick Mahomes couldn't stay off the ground.
No, listen, it's compelling. I will say,
we can do that.
About that game, though, I will always think to what happened with Andy's kid right beforehand. Completely, I think Andy Reid spent more time talking to lawyers, his wife, and his children in the 48 hours prior to kickoff than thinking about football. I really believe that. I don't know how he couldn't have. I mean, that was ridiculously complex. And I think it completely threw them off. Now, look, would Tampa have won anyway? Maybe. Because to your point, John, I mean, the Tampa Bay offensive line got run over. They had some injuries, and the Chiefs dominated. The Bucs dominated. Look, hopefully what you're saying is on point, that the Eagles can just, you know, do their thing defensively. There is great history. There is great. I don't have it off the top of my head. I'll try to get it, obviously, before the game. There's a lot of history of the number one defense in a Super Bowl winning the Super Bowl. An example is Seattle versus Denver. That was number one versus number one back in 2013, I believe.
Denver versus Carolina, the one we brought up. That was number one. And I think Cam was he won the MVP that year.
Right. Well, Denver was big time that year.
That defense was amazing.
Because Peyton
yeah.
Manning stunk that year.
Yeah.
It was horrible. I mean, Cam
won the MVP that year. They were 15-1, that Panthers team.
All right. So, look, that whole thing, the game matchup, obviously, on the line here, we can discuss today, 215-592-9494. You know, one other thing that hits me, I just want to put out there, and this is kind of looking back to what happened 3 days ago, but looking ahead to the Super Bowl. I feel like as a fan base, and this might sound ridiculous, but it's how I feel. I think we deserve it. I'm just being honest with you. Like, you think about the angst that we go through as a Philadelphia sports fan and the ups and downs. And it just goes in every direction. But the bottom line is, we put our hearts into this. And we can be wrong at times. Look, there are a lot of people out there, including some of us, that were really wrong about Sirianni. There were a lot of people out there that said a lot of things about Jalen Hurts that were wrong about aspects of Jalen. Now, I'm not going to back off the whole thing entirely. I'm not going to do that. But I will say I underestimated Jalen to an extent. To an extent. That's where I'll go for now. To an extent. And the bottom line is, we get things right and wrong. But our intensity is greater, in my opinion, than anyone else in this country. And the payoff with the championship has been so lacking. I mean, how in the world does a town that has four teams have two championships since, you know, the start of 1984? So I just really, one of the things that hits me as we, you know, move toward this game is I just hope this one's different. And I believe with the way we pour our hearts into it, I don't know, man. Can the gods help us, John?
I don't like the victim mentality, man. We're going to go out and take this. We're going to go out and take this, and then we're going to take more. I believe that.
Didn't we think that 2 years ago?
So what? We were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Think about that.
And they lost!
We've been in three of the last eight Super Bowls. Yeah, and now we got a chance to redeem ourselves.
I know that.
That's the beauty of football. There's a chance for redemption the next play, the next game, the next play, yeah. Whatever, however you want to look at it. This team is poised to go whoop this team. Like, I'm saying, don't look back. Don't take your foot off the gas. We can put one on this team.
Yeah. All right, look, I love what John's saying here. Want to hear from you today, 215-592-9494. Again, you know, we got Devin here who's going to give us all sorts of stories, I'm sure, from the field after the game on Sunday, what it was like out there for that hour or so when everyone's going nuts, crowd celebrating, the players are just having a ball.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.